Patristic Nectar Publications is pleased to present A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace, Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe. These short meditations reveal the ancient wisdom of the Church Fathers and apply it to 21st century Christian living. And now, His Grace, Bishop Irenae.
The famous Nativity homily of our Father among the Saints, John Chrysostom of Constantinople. Last week we looked in particular at a few sections from this homily in which the saint explored the legacy of the Theotokos offering her flesh as a temple for the Lord, and how the Lord in response took our flesh received from the spotless Virgin, but that same flesh which we share, each of us, even today, clothed himself in it and glorified it by taking it to himself. This week I would like to reflect on the closing sections of the saint's homily, which speak in equally exalted terms about the mystery of our observation of this treasured feast of Christ's birth. Saint John, preaching on this feast, said the following: "For reason of our salvation, the Lord assumed my body, that I may become capable of his word. He took my flesh, he gives me his spirit. And so, he bestowing and I receiving, he prepares me for the treasures of life. He takes my flesh to sanctify me, he gives me his spirit, that he may save me." Let us always take note of the manner in which the saints see the work of God, whether it is the Lord's birth or his resurrection, whether it is the ancient history of the prophets or the future eschaton, the end of time and the culmination of all things. They see every dimension of history as the story of our salvation, your salvation, my sanctification. Everything that the Lord does, he does not simply as a great act of a magnificent creator, but he does to save the person whom he knows by name, to save the creation that he has himself fashioned, giving himself, giving his spirit, so that, in St. John's words, he bestowing and us receiving, he may make us ready for real life, a life that only begins when our own worldly life, so divorced from his presence, is wholly sacrificed for him, wholly given to him, sanctified by him, and taken up in his glory. "He takes my flesh to sanctify me," St. John says. "He gives me his spirit, that he may save me." In his homily, St. John continues, "Come then, brethren, let us observe the feast. Truly wondrous is the whole chronicle of the Lord's Nativity. For this day ancient slavery is ended, the devil is confounded, the demons take flight, the power of death is broken, paradise is unlocked, the curse is taken away. Sin is removed from us, error driven out. Truth has been brought back, the speech of kindliness diffused and spreads on every side. A heavenly way of life has been planted in the earth. Angels communicate with men without fear, and men now converse and hold speech with angels." And why is this? "Because," St. John Chrysostom continues, "because God is now on earth and man is now in heaven. On every side all things commingle. He became flesh, he did not become God, he was God. Wherefore he became flesh so that he whom heaven did not contain, a manger would this day receive." My brothers and sisters, let us warmly welcome these words by which St. John shows that all of history, from creation, from paradise and Eden, through to our own day, to this very moment, all of creation, all of history is summed up in the feast to which we are now drawn. For on this day, in St. John's poetic, wonderful words, him whom heaven could not contain, would this day a manger receive, that we might find salvation, that we might be drawn near to him who has drawn himself close to us. St. John concludes his homily in the following manner. Our Lord was placed in a manger, so that he by whom all things are nourished may receive an infant's food from his Virgin Mother. So the Father of all ages, as an infant at the breast, nestled in the virginal arms, that the Magi may more easily see him. Since this day the Magi too have come, and made a beginning of withstanding tyranny, and the heavens give glory, and the Lord is revealed by a star. To him then, who out of confusion has wrought a clear path, to Christ, to the Father, and to the Holy Spirit, we offer all our praise, now and forever. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, we are at the threshold of the feast. We stand in wonder at the mystery to unfold before us. Let us never fail to perceive the majesty of what happens on this day. God is become man, that we might be raised up to the eternal kingdom. The uncontainable God is met in the manger. The invisible God is seen with human eyes. Him who cannot be touched, this is the very one who is nestled in the Virgin's arms. Creation, which is so marred by our sin, so disfigured, so distorted, nonetheless glorifies him, the way towards him pointed even by the stars themselves. Let us behold what St. John calls this new and wonderful mystery. Creation is fulfilled, and we find today the culmination of the old way, the old life, the beginning of the new, which will lead us to the cross, which will lead us to the tomb, but on the other side of the tomb leads us to the holy resurrection. And let us ensure that in our hearts, in our minds, in our celebration, we do not fail to connect this glorious birth with that glorious resurrection, which marks the fullness of our Lord's coming, the fullness of his offering, and the fullness of our redemption. May we all have a blessed feast of the Nativity according to the flesh of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe, offered to you by Patristic Nectar Publications, nourishing the spiritually thirsty with the sweet teachings of the Holy Fathers.